Are you one of the 149 million people over the age of 16 who enjoys spending time recreating in God's creation? If so, we'd like to invite you to join us on today's Trail to Adventure. Together, we'll meet outdoor personalities who are using what they do afield or stream to show those in their sphere of influence about the Lord Jesus Christ. Now here's the host of God's Great Outdoors, Jerry Calouette.
Well, all right, Jerry Calouette, God's Great Outdoors, and we are here in Petersburg, Kentucky at the Creation Museum, and right now we're with Mark Loy. Mark, want to talk to you about what's going on here, the ministry, the mission of Answers in Genesis, the Creation Museum, and even taking a look at the newest adventure that folks can experience. It's good word for it, experience, because that's really experiencing the Ark, an awesome, awesome place for folks to go. But first of all, welcome back to God's Great Outdoors.
Always good to be with you, Jerry.
Well, we appreciate the partnership that we have with your ministry and the fact that we're able to be able to let folks know what you are doing to making the Bible real and the focus on Genesis. And the fact of the matter is, it's not a fairy tale and it's not, well, it's out of context. And I've heard a lot of things said about it. It is true that God spoke everything into existence and that it really was a literal 6 days resting on the seventh. Let's talk about Answers in Genesis.
Well, the truths in the book of Genesis can be life-changing. Number one, the gospel is mentioned even in Genesis chapter 3, the promise of a redeemer. But I was an evolutionist as a teenager, and I grew up in the public school system of Los Angeles, and I was taught evolution as true. The science museums in L.A. presented the evolutionary worldview, the TV programs I watched. I mean, I was evolutionized, to use a word that Ken Ham coined, evolutionized. And when I was about 15 or so, I received Christ as my Savior, but quickly I started developing something of a crisis of faith because I started looking at the book of Genesis and the creation account and the flood account. That didn't jibe with what I'd been taught in my public schools. I was wondering, can the Bible really be trusted there in Genesis? But lo and behold, I was introduced to writings and lectures of Dr. Duane Gish, the famous creationist debater. And so my faith really took hold at that point. And even to this day, you know, I was 15 at the time when I was first introduced to apologetics. That's the word, a defense of the Christian faith. I've seen how it's changed countless lives, including here at the museum with people receiving the Lord. Because this Creation Museum is not just a science natural history museum. It's all about showing that the Bible is the true history book of the universe. But the major message that we present here and at the new Ark Encounter is that Christ is our Savior. He's our Creator, as Colossians 1 clearly teaches, but He's also our Savior. So we're using apologetics at these two attractions and with everything we do at AIG to point people to the gospel.
Well, you're talking about the fact that in the school systems, the nature films, really about everything that you see on TV is bombarding the people that are watching them or involved in them or students in these schools with the fact that in reality, you don't really need a God. It can all happen by chance. And what you guys are doing here is not only making the Bible real in many, many cases. This is the first experience that they actually may have of knowing what is in the Bible, and so going through the dramatizations and so on and so forth can make it more real maybe than in some cases, depending on the type of person you are when it comes to learning, than actually reading the Bible itself.
I went through the first 15 years of my life just accepting evolution, not hearing about the evidence that might confirm the Genesis account of origins and flood. In my case, it was a lecture that really opened my eyes. But with an attraction like a creation museum and this massive ark, it's just a visual extravaganza, sensory experience. The ark is just jaw-droppingly big. Even the most jaundiced humanist is going to be impressed by the ark and the exhibits inside. They're of highest quality. The people the Lord has brought to us to build the Ark and the Creation Museum, they're 45 minutes away, they're some of the best in the world. And they could be earning much more money, you know, at Disney World or Universal or at a Natural History Museum. But they're here using their gifts, their talents, to show that God's Word is true from Genesis to Revelation, but most of all, they have a heart for the gospel. So as people get to know our ministry of Answers in Genesis, our Creation Museum, and the Ark Encounter, it really is all about evangelism. But people may have a blind spot. They may not think that the Bible is accurate because so-called science, modern science, as it's presented in our schools, on television, and museums, presents creation as bogus, and that we live in an evolutionary created universe.
Yeah, certainly it is very difficult to go against those quote-unquote authorities in our life and what they're telling us, because we're supposed to believe everything that they say. But the folks here at the Creation Museum, Answers in Genesis, now the Ark, are doing that. And we can just praise the Lord for the ministry and how you're having an impact. In all of God's creation, the opportunity for me getting to speak at game dinners and the aromas that come from the foods that are being prepared to serve to those that are coming in. And the goal of there is to share the gospel with those that are attending. That's reminding me that my wife Cindy is standing by to share today's recipe. And folks, do send in your recipes and how you prepare the wild fish, game, or plants you're harvesting. Let us know who it is you're spending time in the outdoors with, what kind of an activity it is you like to do, and we'll get you a copy of Steve Chapman's book, Outdoor Insights, for that recipe, and we'll be right back after Cindy shares this.
Now, friends, if you are looking for some of the best wild game and fish recipes to savor the experience of your family's time afield or stream, we've got the cookbook for you. Steve Chapman, author of A Look at Life from a Deer Stand, and his wife Annie have teamed up to write The Hunter's Cookbook. This book is packed with over 200 recipes to turn wild meats and fish into mouth-watering meals. Also scattered amongst the pages are Steve's family's hunting and fishing stories to read while cooking, and Steve Chapman's hand-sketched drawings to complement the stories and recipes too. The Hunter's Cookbook by Steve and Annie Chapman is on our website store at ggoutdoors.org, or call us here at 937-698-3656 to order over the phone. And would you please like us on Facebook at God's Great Outdoors Radio? Remember Genesis 9:3, everything that lives and moves will be food for you. Just as I gave you the green plants, I now give you everything.
We're back, Jerry Calluette, God's Great Outdoors, again with Mark Loy at the Creation Museum, Petersburg, Kentucky, and talking about folks coming in and maybe for the first time really seeing what and understanding the Bible and the stories that are in the Bible that relate to, eventually, of course, Jesus Christ and what he did for us on the cross. Mark, I can imagine there have probably been some folks coming through the door, almost kicking and screaming, fighting not to get in here because relatives or friends are trying to bring them in, and they're touched in such a way that they change, praying to receive Christ, and now are new in Jesus Christ because of that change.
Yeah, quite often one spouse is a Christian, the other isn't, and they have children, and they want to present their young people with something that's wholesome and entertaining. I mean, the Creation Museum and the Ark are fun places, although we do have some serious messages. Yes, we just hear countless testimonies of people either reconfirming, recommitting themselves to the Lord after coming through here and realizing that the Bible really is true and that science supports it. But we even hear of testimonies more with young people receiving the Lord than older people who might be more set in their ways. With the Ark Encounter being open, it's quite possible that more than half of the people coming now, we'll do a study on it, but anecdotally and just talking to a lot of people, I think that more than half of the people coming to the Ark would not call themselves evangelical, born-again Christians. Now, at the Creation Museum, most of the visitors are Christians. We might call themselves evangelicals. The Ark is a different thing entirely because it is a wow experience. And some of our visitors are even calling it the eighth wonder of the world. I mean, it's 510 feet long. And it gets even more impressive when you come in, go walk inside and go through the decks. So the Ark is attracting a large number of non-Christians And we've just opened a 2,500 square foot exhibit inside the museum that's all about sharing the gospel in a way that will reach millennials, because they're the ones who are struggling with whether or not the Bible is true, because most likely they've gone through a public school system that taught evolution, and by default, creation is wrong. So over the months, we'll continue to add exhibits inside the Ark, but it's all to point people to the gospel. And one more thing, we're looking at who the Ark visitors are. A surprisingly high number of our visitors are the outdoorsmen. And we know where they shop, too, because we did some surveys. They go to, you know, the Cabela's and Bass Pro Shops. So I think it's just a logical location for many of your listeners.
Well, certainly this is good news, I would think, for parents and grandparents that maybe want to get their family members in, and they've seen that resistance to the Word of God and what's being taught in the churches, if the kids are even going to churches anymore at all anyway. We can only hope and pray that God is going to use this in such a way that maybe you, the listeners right now, someone in your life, if you come and experience it, will encounter the Ark, let's say, and wind up being changed for eternity. We're going to take one more break and we'll be back.
This radio program is possible because of financial help from our listeners, and for this help, we are truly blessed. God's Great Outdoors thanks the Lord for all of you who have helped us reach 23 years on the air.
Additional underwriting support is by Matthews Archery and their all-new Engaged Grip Vertex Bow, plus Mission Archery with a revolutionary technology and design that provides a maximum crossbow experience. And by Antler King, the leader in wildlife nutrition products, bigger bucks, healthier deer. Also, Three Rivers Archery, supplying what one needs to make their own bows and arrows, and Hunter Safety System, saving lives is what we do. Plus, Bucks Unlimited, a real estate company, offering both land purchase and management services in several Midwestern states.
Are you passionate about the sport of fishing? Does your fishing have a greater purpose than just catching fish? Hello, my name is Trevor Rubel. I am the executive director of Hook for Life Ministries. Hook for Life is a ministry devoted to sharing Jesus Christ with children and families through the sport of fishing. Hook for Life is helping Christian anglers use their passion for fishing to start their own church-based fishing ministry. To learn how to start a fishing ministry in your church, drop us a line at hookedforlife.org or call 540-819-0266.
Now's the time to begin casting out to the unsaved fishermen all around us. The Christian Anglers Association has a free devotional booklet for fishermen to help you answer God's higher calling to be fishers of men in the sea of humanity. For your free devotional booklet and membership information, write to the Christian Anglers Association, P.O. Box 142, Silver Lake, Minnesota 55381, or catch their website at www.rockdove.com/CAA.
We're back, Jerry Calouette, God's Great Outdoors, and again with Mark Loy in Petersburg, Kentucky at the Creation Museum. And Mark, the Ark Encounter, maybe a 45-minute drive from here. I can tell you that here's what I experienced when I parked my vehicle to get onto the bus and could see this thing over a mile away. I realized how big it was. But then my wife entering it, I was way beyond her, snapping some pictures. I've got a close-up of her with the camera going in, and then took a picture of her going in and the entire Ark, this gigantic ship, and she's like a little grain of sand. Maybe you can tell the listeners a little bit of what they'd experienced by coming to see something that is just, you're saying, the eighth wonder of the world. It is gigantic.
You know, the experience starts on that bus ride. You know, people park off of the highway, not too far off of Interstate 75. We're at exit 154 of northern Kentucky. As they come around the bend and they see the Ark come into view, I often like to ride the buses just to notice the reaction of our guests. They're, you can hear audible gasps, people saying, wow, can't believe it. Then they leave the bus and they have an opportunity to take a photo of their family with this huge arc. This is 510 feet long. Imagine, you know, more than 1.5 football fields in length. And from the top to bottom, the top of the sail, it's over 100 feet. I mean, even those people who don't agree with our worldview might even mock us. They look at it as an architectural and engineering masterpiece. And as you go inside, you see all the wood everywhere. It's just each deck is enormous. You feel swallowed up in it. The exhibits there are all pointing to the fact that there really was a Noah's Ark. There really was a Noah's flood. We answer the most asked questions that people have, like how many animals did Noah need to take on board? How did he take care of them? Where did all the water come from to cover the earth? And then where did all the water go? You could probably come up with a list of 50 questions quite easily. And we present what the Bible teaches as well as good science. And just we've created so many raving fans, as we call them. The Creation Museum has drawn rave reviews, but the Ark is a different thing entirely. It's not as high tech as our museum, because in our museum we have a lot of animatronics, you know, dinosaurs that move realistically. With the Ark, that's a vessel from 4,500 years ago. We didn't want to put too much modern technology and people not feel that they're maybe not inside what the Ark may have resembled, but just the immense structure inside and outside and all the quality exhibits and the films we show inside. We even have exhibits on the Ice Age that occurred after the flood, so we deal with so-called climate change. It's an edutainment facility. It educates, but it also entertains.
Yes, my understanding is that it's the largest wooden structure in the world. We're talking about real trees that are in part of the beams that are being used to hold this whole thing together. It's just amazing. But the Ark is something else, too. For us as Christians, it's a picture of, it's like a lifeboat. It saved Noah and his family and all the animals. And it's a model of what Jesus Christ did for us. Maybe in the closing moments, you would like to share with the listeners the comparison of those two. Give them something to think about if maybe they're in a place where they don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ.
The Ark of Genesis chapters 6 and 9 is an Ark of salvation. Noah and his family were spared from that watery judgment that God brought to a very wicked earth. That enables us to talk about our world today. It's wicked, more wicked than when, you know, when we grew up in the 60s and 70s, Jerry. And this gives us an opportunity to springboard to our modern-day Ark of salvation, which is Jesus Christ. And we have throughout the Ark representatives of doors. You know, Christ said, I'm the door. If any man enter in, he'll be saved. We have a massive door on the second deck of the Ark where it's all about evangelism, where we relate the salvation of Noah and his family, in a physical sense, from that watery catastrophe, and talk about how all of us are in need of salvation today to avoid the judgment of God. And as I say, through all three decks, everything, yes, we use science, and we use some, you know, imagination, but it's all about sharing why Christ came to earth 2,000 years ago to redeem us from our sins and from the judgment to come.
And we can just thank God that he did that for us. He cares for every individual. You that are listening, understanding that we're made in the image and likeness of God. He made us. He knows everything about us. The scripture tells us even the numbers of hairs on our head has that count. Just as he knows the names of all of the stars in the universe, he knows us intimately and wants to have that personal relationship with us. Mark, appreciate the fact that you broke away from an important meeting to share with all our listeners. Again, keeping us updated on what's going on here at the Creation Museum, the Ministry of Answers in Genesis, and thanks so much for sharing with all the listeners here on God's Great Outdoors.
Jerry, thank you for many years of supporting our ministry and appreciate this opportunity here to speak to your listeners again.
Now, friends, you might plan on visiting the Creation Museum, and I do advise you, if you're going to go to the Creation Museum, you want to go to the planetarium, but by all means, you want to make your reservations ahead of time. This is also true with the Ark Encounter. I would suggest that you get your tickets in advance for both of these attractions. It's the busiest season, the summer, and you wouldn't want to travel all that way, then be disappointed and be praying about who it is you're going to bring to these facilities so that they can have a life-changing experience as well. And friend, if you're someone that's listening that you don't have the certainty if you died this minute, this day, that you'd be able to stand in the presence of God, have Him welcome you in, you're concerned about whether or not you meet the qualifications, have you done enough good stuff? Well, let me tell you, you can't. It's not what we do, it's what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross. His dying, shedding His blood, the burial and the resurrection is what it's all about. And the only way that you can get to heaven is with a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And if you'd like to start one right now, there's somebody waiting 24/7 to talk to you, help you with any questions or concerns that you might have. And you can get a hold of them by phone. Simply call 1-888-NEED-HIM. Again, that's 1-888 and the words "need Him." We all need Jesus Christ. Please don't wait. Make that call. I promise you'll be so glad that you did. 1-888-NEED-HIM. Make that call right now. Accept that free gift of the blood that was shed on the cross for you. And that blood covers all sins. It's a decision you'll never regret.
Here's a one-that-got-away fishing story from God's Great Outdoors. When asked for a fishing blunder, Bill Dance, host of Bill Dance's Outdoors, commented that he could do a show on blunders and foul-ups every week. But the one Bill focused on was the most fearful outing he'd ever had, and it was only by the grace of God he survived that mistake. Years ago, he was fishing a very large body of water in Mexico. Bill and his friend had flown in the day before the camera crew was due to arrive with the fishing boats. Instead of taking the time to just kick back and relax, the pair decided to rent a boat from some locals at the camp they were using as a base of operation on this particular television project. Bill reflects, "The rentals looked like hollowed-out bananas. We took one with an outboard and went up the lake. A major storm hit. It was perhaps the most scared I've ever been in my life. Trying to race back before the storm slammed into them failed." Bill continues, "I knew in my mind with waves and the size of the boat we were in real trouble. When the outboard quit, the steering broke loose. It was bad." Bill's friend had to work the 50-horse engine to steer by hand as Bill got the engine running and worked the throttle gingerly to keep it running. Bill says, "It became so bad I literally saw my funeral. I saw myself lying in a casket. I saw my family, my wife, and my kids standing beside me. I actually saw myself lying there looking up at them. I knew my time was up. I can't even exaggerate how bad the situation was. It was almost dark. It was just a foolish, stupid thing we did. The boy with me, I had never heard him pray in his life. He turned and said, 'I can swim, but not that distance and in this type of water as far out as we are. The waves are so bad, we're not going to make it.' So I shouted back, 'Pray.' Bill was not passing on counsel that he was not already applying to himself. I was saying prayers as fast as I could say them, and that got us through it. We managed to break into a pocket. We were full of water. The motor was just about out, completely gone. It was an experience I'll never forget. I know the good Lord was with us. He's the best fishing partner I've got, and He was riding with us that day, there's no question." Now, Bill Dance may have made a judgment error by going out that day in such shaky equipment, but he's not on shaky ground when it comes to how he's geared for eternal life. He's placed his feet on the solid rock, Jesus Christ. And you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life either. To have your position locked in for good, write, call, or email us here at God's Great Outdoors. We'll send you a free booklet by Ron Lindner called The End of the Lie.
Did you enjoy that story? Do you know that you can get that story and 63 others in the book Hunting Blunders and the One That Got Away? Something that you can use yourself as a devotional, or you can get copies to give to those that God has placed on your heart that you know need to have a personal relationship with the Creator in the creation they love to enjoy. You can order copies through our web store at ggoutdoors.org, or you can call us toll-free at 1-877-TALK-GGO. This book can make a difference in someone's life. Why don't you contact us and get a copy today?
From time to time, we get contacts asking if it is okay to fish, hunt, or even eat meat. Well, we've taken scripture verses that deal with this subject and put them on a handy little bookmark to place in your Bible. To get your free copy of Should Man Hunt? What Does the Bible Say? Contact us right away. The bookmark can help share scripture sportsmen want to hear. This then opens the door for your telling of their need for the Creator Jesus Christ in their lives. Call 1-877-TALK-GGO.
If you have any ideas for guests on future programs, send us a note at God's Great Outdoors, 8193 Emmerich Road, West Milton, Ohio, 45383.
Well, we hope you enjoyed the program today, and we're thankful to our guest and to you for listening into our broadcast. Do you feel moved to speak to someone right now about your relationship with the Creator of the universe? God sent His Son Jesus, so you can make a life-changing decision by inviting Him into your heart. If you want to talk to someone about beginning a personal relationship with Jesus Christ anytime, call 1-888-NEED-HIM. Once again, that's 1-888-NEEDHIM. Now, there's no better way to benefit from God's great outdoors.